You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the upcoming one-day international series between England and New Zealand. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is former England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Just a quick look back at the second test and the two-match series that's just happened. Disappointing for England, really, in the second test, wasn't it?
It was, but I think you've got to say it was a fantastic advert for test cricket, not just the second test, but I think both tests. And the big shame for me is that there was only two tests scheduled. I think the way both teams played, very aggressive, a new style of test cricket, which I think everyone enjoyed. It would be nice to see the team battle it out for at least a three-match series, if not a five.
It would have been nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would have set up nicely, England winning the first one, New Zealand fighting back in the second, some entertaining cricket going on. And does that bode well for England's future, do you think, that the fact that they can mix it in those kind of games?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I like the way, as I said, we probably knew how New Zealand were going to play, but I think England, especially that first test at Lords when Root and Stokes came in and really counteracted, we've not seen that from England teams recently. And I think, you know, I think we all agree Australia are big favourites for the Ashes, but if England can come out and really play aggressively, I think it's a really good sign for the future with the young players they've got inside now.
Yeah, so that series ended all square. The face-off in the shorter format for a five-match one-day international series. We can take a quick look ahead to the series as a whole as well. And the betting very lopsided. England 11-5, New Zealand 4-11. Do you see New Zealand as that strong of favourites here?
I see them favourites, but not that short. I mean, they are a good one-day team. We saw that in the winter in their own conditions, getting to the final against Australia. I expect them to win the series, but I think England can take at least one off them, possibly two, but I do think that it's quite short for the series. But I mean, New Zealand are very, very powerful. They've lost Daniel Vittori obviously, but the batting and the two seamers up top with the ball, they do look a very, very strong outfit.
Yeah, very very good one-day side. England, obviously, the squad news has been quite interesting. Jimmy Anderson not playing. Apparently, he wants to continue his one-day career, but they've said they're going to rest him for the Ashes. Moeen Ali's not going either. Do you agree with the squad selection?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a radical change. I think something needed to be done with our one-day cricket. You know, we've been underperforming. I think the media clamour was to go aggressive, especially with the batting and the likes of Hales, Roy, Billings, Root, Morgan, Stokes. There's plenty of hitting there, so that's exciting. I think the bowling just worries me a little bit. I'm not sure who's going to play, to be honest. You probably think Jordan and Finn, Stokes is in there, then there's Plunkett, Wooden and Willie, all untested at one-day cricket. It's going to be a little bit of transition, but I think we've got to give this England team a chance to really gel. I think they've made the wholesale changes. I think we've got to stick with them for this series and the Australia series, and hopefully we can build and see these young players come in and find the feet at international level.
Okay, what kind of players are you looking to step up here? We've got obviously series batting, like the top series batsmen and so on and so forth. Are there any that you'd be really interested in that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I like Sam Billings. I'm not sure if he's going to play. I think they're probably going to go with Hales and Roy. And them two, I really like that combination. We've seen them in domestic cricket, really attacking, and very much like Guptill and McCullum, and I think that's the style England need, really be destructive in that first 15 overs. I like the look at Alex Hales. He's been in great form. He went over to the IPL and didn't play, so that's kind of curtailed his season a little bit, but I think he can have a really big series for England, and I like him to be England's leading run scorer, top of the innings, really aggressive, and he can score very quickly.
Okay, 7-2 for Alex Hales to be England's top series batsman. You've mentioned that you're kind of leaning towards New Zealand as well. They might be a little bit short, so let's try and find some value elsewhere in terms of could you put maybe a correct score on it, because there are all odds against there if you sign with New Zealand.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 3-2. I think it's going to be a bit closer than people think. I think with this England team, especially with a bat that can surprise, so I think New Zealand will win. But as I said, I'm between 4-1 and 3-2. I'm going to go for stick my neck out and go for 3-2.
Okay, 3-2. 2-1 in the betting for New Zealand to win the series 3-2. It would be an entertaining series if that's the case, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think the weather's set fine for this week. And I just think in both teams it's full of runs. I think both teams are batting heavy more than the bowling. I think New Zealand's bowling's just a bit better than England's. So I can just see if the weather's fine for all five. I just think there'll be mountains and mountains of runs. I really do.
Okay, let's get stuck into the first One Day International, then let's look ahead to the action at Edgbaston. England 11-8 to win the first match. New Zealand are 4-7. How do you see it going in the opener?
I think New Zealand for the first one. I think, again, I'm not too sure how England are going to line up, but I think New Zealand are pretty settled. There's been a bit of a doubt over Corey Anderson, who's big for them in One Day cricket. I believe he's going to be back after his back injury. And then it's who's going to fill the void that Daniel Vettori's left. The young Santa played the left-arm spinner, played at Leicestershire in the warm-up game. And Nathan McCullum, Brendan's brother, obviously, is the off-spinner. So it's between them two to see who comes in to be the New Zealand spinner. But I think New Zealand will win this. I know they're short, but I expect them to win this first game.
Good, New Zealand to win the first game. And as usual, let's have a look at some of the individual markets as well. We'll start with the batsman. Top England batsman Alex Hales is 7-2 with Joe Root. Those two the joint favourites. James Taylor is 4-1. Jason Roy 9-2. Owen Morgan 11-2. Ben Stokes is sixes, and it's 10-1 and double figure prices for the others. We kind of know that you like Alex Hales to have a big series. So would you side with him in the first?
Yeah, I was going to say this won't be a surprise what I say next, but I'm going to go with Alex Hales. I just think if he's going to be leading run scorer, he's going to start off well. And he's someone who scores runs in clumps. So I'm going to stick with Alex Hales as well for this first one day.
Alex Hales for the first one day. Then for New Zealand, we've got 100-30 co-favourites of three. Brendan McCullum, Kane Williamson and Martin Guptill all at the head of the market there. Ross Taylor is 9-2. Latham is 5-1. 13-2 for Grant Elliott, and nines or bigger for the others. It's almost an embarrassment of riches in there, isn't it, in terms of batsmen?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm going to stick with the traders here in the top three in the betting, but I think you've got to look out for, I'll come on to him a bit later, Luke Ronke is in great form at the moment, 100 in the test, 100 at Leicester. He probably won't be top run scorer because he won't get in probably for long enough, but he's in really good form, down the order with Elliott and Anderson. I'm going to go with Guptill. Tough one. I think it's between, as I say, the top three in the market with McCullum and Williamson. But I just like what I see with Guptill. I know he's not got a big score, but he does look in good nick to me. And I'm gonna stick with Martin Guptill at the top of the order.
Guptill for New Zealand then. In terms of bowling, Chris Jordan is the 3-1 market leader for England. Joint favourite, in fact, with Stephen Finn. Mark Wood, 100-30. Liam Plunkett, 7-2. Adil Rashid is 4-1 with Ben Stokes, and it's 5-1 or bigger prices for the other two in the betting there. Who do you start with bowling hand for England?
Well, I'm going to go with Adil Rashid at 4-1. Reason being, I'm not sure which of the England seamers are going to play. England have picked Adil Rashid. I think everyone's been wanting him inside. I think he has to play. We have to have a look at him for later on in the summer. He's been bowling well this year, and I think New Zealand will attack him, and he will go probably for runs, but I think he will pick up wickets. I think he'll bowl his full 10 overs, and in this market, you only need two or three to be top wicket taker, so I'm going to go with Adil Rashid at 4-1.
Get Rashid for Anthony in there. Then let's move on to the New Zealand bowlers. Trent Boult is 9-4. Tim Southee is 11-4. Mitchell McGlennon is 3-1. Matt Henry 7-2. Ben Wheeler and Corey Anderson are both 4-1, and it's fives or bigger for the others. What about New Zealand?
Well, I'm going to go again away from the two favourites, Bolt and Southie, who are two fine bowlers. I'm going to go with McLennan. Had a good IPL over in India. He got wickets the other day at Leicester, left-armer. Underrated. I think he can be a good one-day international bowler. And he knows these conditions well. He's played over here in domestic cricket for Lancashire and a couple of other teams. So for me, I'm going to go with McLennan.
McLennan in that market. Then any other markets on the website stand out to you?
Yeah, there's a couple. I think, as I said, with the weather being fine, a good batting wicket at Edgbaston. I think 5-6, I think the price is for a century to be scored in the game. I think that's outstanding value. As I say, I think both teams are batting heavy, and I think 5-6 is a good price for 100 to be scored. And also, I like the MOM market. I think there's a bit of value for guys who like a little bit more of a higher price. I think New Zealand win, as I said, and the two players I like in this market are both all-rounders. Corey Anderson, who had a good World Cup. He's 12-1, I think, on the man of the match market. Bats and balls, can come in and score, you know, some disruptive runs down the order. And the other person I mentioned earlier, Luke Ronke, he's 25-1. Obviously, keeps wicket. If he takes a few catches and comes in again, can win the game late on and get some runs down there. I think that's outstanding value, I really do, for a man who's in good form.
Okay, good stuff. Plenty of headline offers on the website as well. Just looking at the New Zealand one, if you think they'll win, it's likely they'll score most sixes. It's 5-4, so you get odds against the bottom.
Yeah, I did look at that one. The only thing that put me off, I think England can hit plenty of sixes as well, so I think that's a 50-50. But if you think New Zealand can shade the sixes market, I think that's definitely the way to go to get the value if you think New Zealand's going to win too.
Okay, plenty on the website. Do have a look there. What will be your best bet, Anthony, for the first one-day international?
I like a century to be scored. I know it's fairly short, 5-6, but I see it raining runs. I really do at Edgbaston. I think there's definitely going to be a century scored.
Should be good. Thank you very much, Anthony. Good luck and enjoy the first one-day international.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.